He said, "Can I entrust him to you except as I entrusted his brother Yusuf to you aforetime? But Allah is the best to guard, and He is the most merciful of those who show mercy."
وَلَمَّا فَتَحُوا مَتَاعَهُمْ وَجَدُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِمْ قَالُوا يَا
And when they opened their bags, they found their money had been returned to them. They said, "Oh, our father, what more can we desire? This is our money, it has been returned to us, so we shall get more food for our family, and we shall guard our brother and add one more measure of a camel's load. This quantity is easy for the king to give." Now Yaqub is almost convinced, but he said,
قَالَ لَنْ أُرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ حَتَّى تُؤْتُونِ مَوْثِقًا مِنَ اللَّهِ لَتَأْتُنَّنِي بِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ يُحَاطَ بِكُمْ.
I am not going to send him with you unless you promise me that you will not forsake him unless you are surrounded and there's no way for you to survive. Don't come to me alive without Binyamin. And I want you to give me your promise. He, Jacob, said, "I will not send him with you until you swear an oath to me in Allah's name that you will bring him back to me unless you are yourself surrounded." So they gave him the promise. And when they had sworn their solemn oath, he said, "Allah is the witness over that which you said." These brothers, 11 brothers, were strong and handsome. And I mean, you have 11 sons. That is something that people are going to be jealous about. Sayyidina Yaqub might have been worried of the effect of the evil eye, al-ayn. And this is haqq. Rasulullah ﷺ says, al-aynu haqq. The evil eye is true. The evil eye is some ability that some people have to cause you harm when they are jealous of you. So Sayyidina Yaqub said,
وَقَالَ يَا بَنِيَّ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِن بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ وَادْخُلُوا
And he said, "Oh, my sons, do not enter by one gate, but enter by different gates. Don't go all of you together from one gate. Go from different gates, because if you go all of you together, people will be jealous. So break up into groups and go from different gates." Yaqub is telling them this to keep them away from the evil eye. But then Yaqub is clarifying something. He said,
"Wama
and I cannot avail you against Allah at all. This is means that you could follow. This is a sabab. But it is not this that would save you. It is Allah. So we follow the means, but then we leave the matter in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is tawakkul.
In al-hukm illa lillah."
Allahu Akbar. Even Yaqub is emphasizing this again, and he's saying, in al-hukm illa lillah. The command and the decision rests only with Allah. And then he said,
عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ.
In him I put my trust, and let all those that trust put their trust in Allah.
وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَهُمْ أَبُوهُمْ مَا كَانَ يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا حَاجَةً فِي نَفْسِ يَعْقُوبَ قَضَاهَا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when they entered according to their father's advice, it did not avail them in the least against the will of Allah. It was but a need of Jacob's inner self which he discharged. It is not this that will save them. It is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they entered and met with Ya'qub, with Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. When they came in to meet Yusuf, Yusuf alayhi salam took Benjamin to the side without the brothers knowing. And he told him, Benjamin, do you know who's speaking to you? This is your brother Yusuf. He embraced his brother and hugged him, and he told him,
قال إني أنا أخوك فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يعملون.
Verily, I am your brother, so grieve not for what they used to do. And then Sayyidina Yusuf made a plan. Sayyidina Yusuf provided them with their camel loads, 11 camel loads. And then he took Suwa' al-Malik, the cup of the king, which was made of gold, very valuable thing that belonged to the king. And he put it in the luggage of his brother Benjamin. He sticked it in there without nobody knowing. All of the brothers, they loaded all of their luggage and they started to leave. And suddenly they heard an announcement.
ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ أَيَّتُهَا الْعِيرُ إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ.
That the cup of the king has been stolen. So they said, we did not come to cause corruption in the land. This is not our habit or custom. We're not robbers. We're not thieves. They said, if you are not thieves, we have to look at your luggage. We're going to look in every luggage. But what if we find it in your luggage? What will happen? They said, if you find it in our luggage, then you take the guilty one as a slave with you. This used to be the law of Ya'qub. The law of Sayyidina Ya'qub is that whoever steals is captured as a prisoner by the owner of the goods. The law of the king of Egypt, whom Yusuf is working under, is that the one who steals is punished, a certain punishment. Yusuf does not want his brother to be punished. Yusuf wants to take his brother. So Yusuf made this trick, this plan, to take his brother according to their law. So he made them state the rules. He told them, okay, what if we find it in your belongings, what will happen? So they told him their law, the law of Ya'qub, which was you take him as a prisoner. He said, okay, we'll follow your laws, sign this paper, this is the agreement. We are following your rules, not ours. And then they started looking in the camels one by one. And they started with the other camels before. So they kept on uncovering them. They would look inside. They would not find it. They would go to the next one. And then when they opened up the luggage of Benjamin, they found it there. When they found this cup in the luggage of Benjamin, What did the brothers say?
قالوا إن يسرق فقد سرق أخ له من قبل.
They said, if he steals, his brother has stole before. They said that his brother stole before. They're talking about Yusuf. Now the Mufassirin say what is meant by this is that when Yusuf was young, look at how you could twist the information. When Yusuf was young, he did steal. But what did he steal? His grandmother, they say, this is a story of Tafsir Allah Alam, it could be valid, it could be not. They say that his grandmother had a small idol. And Yusuf stole it from her. And he destroyed it. So they used this and they said he stole before. Even though this is not really stealing, this is da'wah, destroying a false god. Anyway, but they said, إِن يَسْرِغْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخٌ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلٍ. Let me read these ayat that we just covered now.
فَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ أَيَّتُهَا الْعِيرُ إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ.
So when he had furnished them forth with their provisions, he put the golden bowl into their brother's back. Then a crier cried, O you in the caravan, surely you are thieves.
قالوا وأقبلوا عليهم ماذا تفقدون.
Then they turned toward them and said, what is it that you have missed?
قالوا نفقد صواع الملك ولمن جاء به
They said, we have missed the golden bowl of the king, and for him who produces it, the reward of a camel load, I will be bound by it. They said, by Allah, indeed, you know that we came not to make mischief in the land, and we are no thieves. They, Joseph's men, said, what then shall be the penalty of him if you are proved to be liars?
قالوا جزاؤه من وجد في رحله فهو جزاؤه.
They said, the brothers of Yusuf, the penalty should be that in whose bag it is found should be held for the punishment of the crime. Thus we punish the wrongdoers.
فَبَدَأَ بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ قَبْلَ
Thus did we plan for Joseph. He could not take his brother by the law of the king, except that Allah willed it.
نرفع درجات من نشاء.
We raise to degrees whom we please.
وفوق كل علم عليم.
But over all those endowed with knowledge is the all-knowing Allah. I want to comment on one word here. مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ. Allah says, he could not take his brother according to the religion of the king. Deen. Allah used the word deen. Allah is calling this law deen. It is religion. Laws are part of religion. This is a law. We call it criminal law. Here in the United States, criminal law. It has nothing to do with religion. And that mentality is being engraved in our minds, unfortunately, that laws have nothing to do with religion. Allah in Quran is calling the law of the king, deen, religion. That is the religion of the king, and this is the religion of Allah. Laws are part of religion. في دين الملك. Allah did not say in the qanun of the malik, in the law of the malik. Allah said in the deen, in the religion of the malik, in the king. They said,
سرق فقد سرق أخ له من قبل.
If he steals, there was a brother of his who did steal before him. Sayyidina Yusuf held those emotions in his heart and he didn't speak.
فأسرها يوسف في نفسه ولم
But these things did Joseph keep in himself, revealing not the secrets to them. He did not respond to this. And then he said, also silently,
قَالَ أَنْتُمْ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَصِفُونَ.
He said within himself, you are in worst case and Allah knows best the truth of what you assert. They're speaking to Yusuf and they're telling him that Yusuf stole before. Yusuf knows the truth. He said, Allahu A'lam, Allah knows better. But he did not show that to them. Now the brothers are trying to free Binyamin because they have given their father a promise that we'll come back with him. They said, O ruler of the land, verily he has a father who is old, so take one of us in his place. Indeed, we think you are one of the good doers. He said, no, that will be oppression. That is wrong. How can we take an innocent one? He is guilty, we're going to keep him. When they gave up, خلصوا نجية, they went on the side. Their elder brother, they say his name is Rubil, he said,
قال كبيرهم ألم تعلموا أن أباكم قد أخذ عليكم موثقا من الله ومن قبل ما فرطتم في يوسف فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضَ حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِي أَبِي أَوْ يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ لِي وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ.
No, the eldest among them said, know you not that your father did take an oath from you in Allah's name, and before this you did fail in your duty with Yusuf. Therefore, I will not leave this land until my father permit me, or Allah decides my case. And he is the best of the judges. He said, I'm not going to leave Egypt. I'm not going to go and face my father after this. We have betrayed Yusuf before. And now we're going to go to our fathers and say that our brother is taken as a prisoner. I'm not going to leave. So he stayed there. And the other brothers went back to Egypt. So they went back. And they told their father what happened. The father didn't believe this. How could it happen that before you betray Yusuf and you come and lie, and now you betray his other brother and you lie? So he told them,
قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ.
Nay, but your own selves have beguiled you to do something. They said,
وَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَةَ الَّتِي كُنَّا فِيهَا وَالْعِيرَ الَّتِي أَقْبَلْنَا فِيهَا وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ.
This time they're telling the truth. They said, ask the people in Egypt and ask the caravan, all of them will witness that we're telling the truth. But this is like, they say that there was one shepherd of sheep. And once he started saying, the wolf is attacking, so everybody came to help him. And they found that there's no wolf. He was lying. The next day he said, the wolf is attacking, they all came to help him. Nobody came to help. The third day the wolf did show up. And he started saying, the wolf is attacking, nobody took him to help him because they thought he's lying. So the brothers of Yusuf, they lied before. They lied about Yusuf. Now they're telling the truth, but their fathers cannot believe it. And they're trying to convince him, and they're telling him, ask the witnesses, but he said, no, you have made a plot. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. He said, I will have patience. And then he said, عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَأْتِيَنِي بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا. He did not lose hope. He said, may Allah bring them all back to me. Yusuf and his brother. He did not even lose hope in Yusuf because he remembers the dream of Yusuf and he knows that one day Yusuf will be victorious. He knew. The father, now his sorrow was, the injury was brought up again. And he remembered Yusuf. And now it's Yusuf and his brother Binyamin. So the father started to cry and weep until he turned blind. He kept on crying and weeping, حَتَّى بْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحَزْنِ, until his eyes lost vision because of sorrow. فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. He was suppressing that sorrow. The brothers tried to reduce this pain on their father and they said, by Allah, you will never cease remembering Yusuf until you become weak with old age or until you be of the dead. They felt sorry for their father. They saw that he's going to destroy his health by this sorrow that he's suppressing in his heart. He said,
قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ.
I only complain of my grief and sorrow to Allah, and I know from Allah that which you know not. I am not complaining to you. I'm not complaining to mankind. I am asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me. Ashku ila Allah. I seek assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said,
Ya bani al-habu fatahassasu min Yusuf wa akhihi wa la tayasu min ruhillah.
O my sons, go you and inquire about Yusuf and his brother. The father is telling these other brothers, go and look for Yusuf and his brother. But Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam did not lose hope. And he said, and never give up hope of Allah's mercy, certainly no one despairs of Allah's mercy except people who disbelieve. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam.
For further information, please contact Al-Bashir Publications and Translations at 1-877-745-3330 or 303-574-0095. Our fax number is 303-373-0943 or visit our website at www.albashir.com. That's www.al-basheer.com. You can also write to our address at 10515 East 40th Avenue, Suite 108, Denver, Colorado, 80239-3264. All rights reserved for Al-Bashir Company for publications and translations. No part of this series may be reproduced in any form without written permission from the publisher. Unlawful reproductions may prevent Muslim businesses from further producing quality programs. Your consideration is greatly appreciated. Jazakumullahu khairan. Please proceed to the next CD.